AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Georgia has ruled former President Donald Trump and 16 others will be tried separately from two defendants who are set to go on trial next month in the case accusing them of taking part in an illegal scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. Lawyers Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro filed demands for a speedy trial, and Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee has set their trial for October 23rd. Trump and other defendants had asked to be tried separately, with some saying they would not be ready for the late October trial date. Members of the United Auto Workers Union say they are ready to strike.
We are the union, the mighty, mighty union.
UAW workers stood on the side of the road in Dearborn, Michigan, Wednesday, preparing themselves for a strike if no contract agreement is reached just before midnight tonight. Union member Nick Cotales tells WXYZ a walkout would be targeted to a small number of factories per company.
We have been on the shop floor, all of us, on a daily basis, getting the people ready, but they are already inspired.
UAW President Sean Fain says General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have raised their initial wage offers but have rejected other demands. Ford CEO Jim Farley says his company has made four offers and hasn't gotten a, quote, genuine counteroffer, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Planned Parenthood announced it will resume offering abortions in Wisconsin next week after a judge ruled an 1849 law that seemingly banned the procedure actually didn't apply to abortions. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is set to tour a Russian aircraft plant that builds fighter jets and then visit the country's Pacific Fleet, but his exact whereabouts remain uncertain as South Korea expressed deep concern and regret that his visit has focused so far on expanding military cooperation. This is AP News. Raising hope for animal-human transplants, a pig kidney worked for a record 2 months inside a donated body. It's the longest a genetically modified pig kidney has ever functioned inside a human. Maurice Mo Miller was brain dead. His body was donated to New York University's Langone Health.
We were able to push it this far without any significant major rejection event.
Massimo Mangiola says it shows this type of transplant is doable. The dramatic experiment came to an end. The pig kidney was removed. Before Miller's body was returned to his family for cremation, there was a moment of silence.
Who has given us so much and contributed so much to our understanding of transplantation.
Dr. Vashishta Tapapudi says this was a tremendous contribution to science.
And Mo's family needs to be commended for allowing us to do this.
The hope is to eventually test pig kidneys in the living. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.